Good evening,
and
everyone.
We are now live.
Thank you, Camille. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Lane Transit District Board of Directors special meeting. Today is Wednesday, December 16th. It's 4:45 p.m. I call this meeting to order. We'll do a quick roll call. Caitlin Vargas.
Here.
Joshua Scove.
Here.
Don Norden.
Here.
Steve Vignette.
Here.
Emily Secord.
Here.
Great. And I, Carl Yeh, am here. And I have no comments today. Any comments from you, AJ, as general manager?
I do not, Chris.
Great. Any announcements or additions to the agenda? Okay. Seeing none, we'll go straight to, I would entertain a motion to move us into the non-public session.
So moved.
Second.
Great. And just for clarity, Josh is moving that we are moving to a non-public session pursuant to ORS 192.6602D to conduct deliberations with persons designated by the governing body to carry on labor negotiations. Head nod from Josh, seconded from Emily Secord. All those in favor, roll call vote, starting with Caitlin Vargas.
Aye.
Josh Gove.
Aye.
Don Norden.
Aye.
Steven Yet.
Aye.
Emily Secord.
Aye.
And I, Carl Yeh, vote aye as well. I should have just used the vote as the roll call, but that didn't work out. So let's see. So now we're moving into non-public session. Is that, Chris, just to check in with you, that's all I need to do, right? Okay, great. So, great. Are we hearing from Jackie first, or is it from David?
It's from me, David.
Oh, go ahead, David.
Hi, good evening, everyone. So I'm going to share my screen. Can you see that? Okay, thank you, Caitlin. So we had a bargaining team I think it was April of 2019, May or April of 2019. And that included Jackie Dam, who is our labor attorney, who's on the call. Frank Wilson, who is public safety, who is on the call. And then myself and Lydia Fabian, who I don't believe has joined us yet. Jake McCallum, who's the director of operations, who also is out right now. And then originally we also had Charlie Clark, transit operations manager. I just wanna go through where we are right now and what we're bringing to you tonight. Let me see if I can. So again, it's an update on our public safety officers bargaining. Back in January, at the end of January of 2019, we received notice from the Employment Relations Board that ATU would be representing our public safety folks. We finally got a request to bargain from ATU in April of 2019. Unfortunately, we weren't able to meet until August based on schedules between the two groups, but we were able to meet. We met four times before COVID came. As you know, with COVID, we also received a different demand to bargain with ATU, and we started to focus on that at that point in time to get that resolved, which did resolve for the big bargaining unit and also for this bargaining unit as well. We were able to resume bargaining with our public safety folks in October. And finally on November 13th, we were able to come to a tentative agreement, which I'm gonna kind of go over with you this evening. The members, there's currently seven of the ATU members on this contract, should it be approved by you, and they approved it 5-1-1, and that the last one was one absenteeism. So 5 in favor, 1 against, and 1 that was absent that day. And that was on December 1st. And if you approve this, this contract expires June 30th of 2024. So basically it's about a 3.5 year contract. If you look back to when we started the bargaining, I guess that would make it about a 4.5 year contract. So just kind of wanted to give you that information. When it comes to, and please do stop me anytime if you have any questions on any of these information that I'm going to go over. The work rules we agreed to were really, I'm not going to go into details on them, but they were, I would say, mutually beneficial for both sides. I hate using the term sides because, again, we really want to be one group. But I think that we came up with things that work for us as the supervisors and management of the bargaining unit, and that are beneficial for the employees in this unit. The insurance we agreed to would be the same for all of the employees at LTD, which again makes it much easier for us to administer, makes it simpler, I think, for them, gives them a good package. The time off, so they, again, these folks were all administrative employees, so they were under our consolidated annual leave, or some of you might know this as like PTO. We were able, we actually converted them to vacation and sick, which ends up mirroring our other ATU contract, which really, if you look at it, it ends up being the same number of days that they are getting with as they were administrative employees. And then we did agree to the holidays as the rest of the ATU. They have some different days, but they have the same number, which ends up being a little more than the administrative employees. But again, it ends up being the same as ATU. And then with the retirement, I don't know if you remember, but when we last met, they were looking to get on the ATU defined benefit plan, which really would have cost the district quite a bit more. And we were able to keep them on the administrative plan, which is a defined contribution plan. So we were able to come up with that. Any questions so far? Okay. I can only see a handful of you, so I'm assuming that you'll speak up, okay?
Yeah, I'm looking around the room. David, I don't see any hands raised either, so I think you're still good to go.
Thank you, Carl. On the wages, so this is where, again, if you recall back in February, we presented to you, and we were below on market. So at ratification, there would be a 7% increase to the salary range, which really, what I'm talking about is the bottom and the top of the range. And if you recall at that point in time, we were below market with this group, and it is something that we were looking at actually before we got notification that they were looking to organize with ATU. We were looking at changing that, but when we got that notification, it was best at that point that we remained with status quo. That is what we're expected to do, and we did that. But again, with this, we have adjusted the brackets, their bracket by 7%. And then in July of 2021, we have a 1.5% increase for this group. And we really base that in part because they did get a pretty large increase going into this. And then for the other two outlying years, for 7/1 of 2022 and 7/1 of 2023, we agreed to 2% for each of those years, which again, you know, obviously there's a lot of uncertainty out there, but we wanted to, we felt that this was a fair increase when we went into this. So that is where we ended up there. And what that, the cost to the district. So for that first 7 months, so basically from December 1st, if you approve this tonight, through June 30th, for that first 7 months, we'd be looking at about a $26,000 cost increase to the district for that period of time. And then in the outlying years, we'd be looking at about $45,000, $45,500, and then $46,500, respectively, for those outlying years, for a total of about $163,000. That not only includes the wage increase, but really the other additional cost that's associated with this is that the additional holiday pay that the, this group would receive. So that is what I have to present to you tonight. Are there any questions now?
Doesn't look like there are, David.
Okay.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Josh is raising his hand. Go ahead, Josh.
Okay.
Josh. Yeah, sorry, just super fast contextual questions, David, can, and this is all helpful and clear, but just to sort of fill in some gaps, remind me of the size of this group that we're talking about.
So this group is currently seven. We're hiring the eighth right now, so that we'll have eight public safety officers. And when we started, we had, I believe, we also had a, this included fair inspectors, but we eliminated that role with the layoff. And then actually in the contract, we worked with ATU to say that if we decided to increase it, that we would actually increase it by public safety officers because they can do both of those duties.
Okay, that's helpful. And then you had mentioned that there was a gap with market rates and we had seen something about this before. Mm-hmm. And then you mentioned the 7% increase at the outset here. But did we close the gap to the market? Those numbers are not fresh in my mind.
Yeah, no, we did. So this really gets us within some of the comparators. So, LCC, Jamaica was one of the other ones that we were looking at. eWeb, so it gets us in that ballpark. It doesn't mean we're at the top. It doesn't mean that we're at the bottom, but we're in that range.
Great. Thank you. That's all.
You're welcome.
Any other questions for David? It's like there aren't any. Did you have more to present to us, David?
No, that is all that I have this evening. So, I don't know if you want to, if you're all in favor of this, if we want to do head nods to make sure so that when we do, you will be asked to approve this contract when we get into open session.
Actually, then, Carl, can I jump in with one last question? Okay. So we had a couple of little avalanches of comments from employees, in the last 6 months. I think it was two different meetings. We had bunches of comments, and some of them touched on public safety. And so could you just briefly speak to how, they weren't coming and complaining. It wasn't just the people considered by this particular collective bargaining effort. It was from a bunch of operators as well. But there were issues about public safety that were just sort of swimming around in. And so I'm just curious if you can say something about how broader issues related to public safety came up in the bargaining. Just because that we got so much public comment, I wouldn't want us as a board not to be able to speak to that.
I believe, Josh, that part of the comments during bargaining, I want to say it was while we were kind of working on the COVID information I believe it was in August that there was some concerns because we at that point in time lost one of our public safety officers to another institution. Organization. And so I think it was having to do with some of the wages. So I do believe that with, I'm going to go back one slide, but with that initial 7%, that helps us there. Again, also, we were able to, I believe you all back in at the August or September, I don't remember the exact date, but one of those board meetings you gave us direction to fill an additional spot, which we did. We were able to bring somebody back at that point in time. And then again, we also went out and posted for this additional role. So I believe at that point we had six officers and one was maybe, I was going to say one was leaving, but I think that's incorrect. I think we had seven, one was leaving. We were able to bring one back and then hire an additional one. So I think we're now at this point in time, we're going to be staffed at eight as soon as we finish the recruiting process for the one that's in the pipeline right now. And then we'll I believe that we'll see that we're fully staffed.
Great, thank you. That does help.
Okay.
Great, Dave. Thank you very much, David. Would this be an appropriate time to just check in with Jackie and Frank to see if there's anything else that
you
need to say?
No, that would be perfect.
Okay, and good, Stephen's good. Got his hand up.
Oh, I'm sorry. Stephen, please go ahead.
Thank you, Josh, for noting, and thank you, Carl. Appreciate it. Two questions. One is, in this contract, I imagine there's ongoing training requirements that the safety officers must meet to keep Frank happy and just stay current. Is that correct?
There is additional training. I'll let Frank answer that more specifically.
David, I think the question is whether it's in the contract.
There is no training that is listed in the contract. That is in the handbook as far as with you know, requirements of the role.
It's not in the contract. It's part of our normal.
It's part of our the handbook.
Hiring and maintaining them.
Exactly, yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Okay, yeah. Thank you, AJ.
And I would just add on that's really a management right to determine training and typically wouldn't be included in a collective bargaining agreement.
That's helpful. Thank you very much, Jackie.
Yeah, thank you, Jackie, for that detail. Then I just have another question then, and I don't know if this is a management issue, Jackie, or whether this is a contract question, but what happens if we get a bad egg and Frank doesn't like this person, they misbehave, they cause trouble, they're just a bad egg? What sort of ability does LTD have to let someone go?
We still have, a 9-month probationary period. And then we do have, progressive discipline that is in the contract as it is in our other ATU contract. We were able to get two additional things that folks might call our deadly sins that are in the other contract. One of those being dishonesty, because that is incredibly important with this role, because they are asked to testify with different situations that could arise. And then the other one would be use of force. It was also added to those.
Thank you for that.
You bet. Yeah.
Thank you, David. Those are great questions, Stephen. Any other? I'm sorry. I was giving Jackie and Frank an opportunity to add anything to the conversation.
I don't really have anything to add specifically about the contract. I think that the LTD bargaining team, we achieved the goals of that we had discussed both with the board and with the management team, in terms of maintaining flexibility and opportunity to make important management decisions while also addressing some of the key issues that the bargaining team had. One related to how the schedule is done, and I think that the group did a good job of being collaborative about that on both sides in terms of working through those. And with the wage increase, it brings them up the market. And so overall, I think it's a good contract for both LTD and the public safety officers.
Thanks, Jackie. And Frank, you look like you were going to say something.
No, that's just my resting face. I think that both sides worked very collaboratively in negotiating this contract. And I think both interests in this got a fair shake.
That's great to hear.
Thank you.
Board members, I just want to make sure this is the time to ask lots of the questions that you should be asking. When we go into public session, I would encourage you, there may be some repetition of questions that you may want to bring up just to kind of so that the public knows how we've discussed this matter. But there are some, this is your opportunity to do it in a private, non-public session with the people involved. But just a really quick question, was the negotiations team composed of David, Jackie, and Frank? Were there other people? I want to be sure to thank the right people when we get to public session.
Yeah, so the others on the team were Jake McCallum, Director of Operations, Lydia Fabian, Senior Human Resource Analyst, and then, as I was mentioning earlier, Charlie Clark, Transit Operations Manager, started this process, but was out on medical leave during the end of the process.
I'm so sorry, David. I was not ready to take the note. I got Charlie Clark and missed everyone else.
Carl, may I make a recommendation?
Sure.
My recommendation that in maybe David, Mark, I, Frank, we can pass on the board's support to the individuals.
Got it.
Recommendation, should the board choose to approve this in open session, is that maybe the more appropriate thing would be to indicate our support for all of our employees, public safety during this time of COVID-19, and we're just happy to move forward in a healthy way, like kind of more collaborative and always given maybe publicly the accolades to the public safety officers. It's been a tough time to them.
Good point, yes.
Yeah, so just my recommendation, but we'll definitely be happy to pass on to our team that the board is satisfied with this, should the board say so.
Excellent, thank you, AJ. And with that, does any other questions that you would like to ask people before we go ahead and end our executive session?
I think Josh has his hand up and as-
Oh, excellent, okay, great. Josh and then Steven.
Very quickly, what is the either the average wage or the starting wage for these workers, for this group?
That is a good question, Josh.
I can almost figure it out. It's like a little algebra problem from the numbers you've given, but it'd be great to know. If you don't have it at your fingertips, we can get it later.
I don't have it at my fingertips, but I could. I can grab that pretty quickly if you want.
Yeah, I mean, it just
let me stop scale, sharing.
Given everything that public safety officers have to deal with, it would, I don't want a constituent to come to me and say, do you know how much they make? And then say, no, I don't. When we voted on the contract. So yeah, when you get it, when you get a sec.
Should be just a second. Hang on.
For the record, I was not sent by corporate to stump David. I was just
The starting wage is $18.12, and I don't have the average wage because I don't know where they all fall into that, but the top of the bracket is currently $24.16. Does that help you, Josh?
That's what I needed. Thank you.
You bet.
Okay, great. Steven, you're next.
Thanks, Carl. And Josh, you stole my question, you bum. So thank you for that, David. So sounds like Jackie, David, Frank, and AJ are all pleased with this contract. I just have one question, that is there anything we didn't get that you would have liked to have gotten in this contract that ATU just drew a line in the sand and said, it's not gonna happen?
You know, I don't think so. I think, again, we really wanted to keep them on the pension plan that they're on. And that was probably the biggest thing. And we were able to do that. They worked with us on that. Again, I think that we were able to collaboratively come to a good agreement that both sides are pleased with. And I think that, cost-wise, it's good for the district.
I would agree with that. I think the other, so it was the first initial contract. So I don't think we had a lot of demands on our end think what we had is some clear kind of, we knew it'd be difficult for us to go forward behind this. One was the retirement. And the other one was they wanted to combine the contract, I believe, with the other big contract. And both of those, we held firm on both and we got both of them. There's an advantage to the district to keeping them separate. And unless we saw a benefit to us, we wouldn't combine them. So so I think the key things that we knew we needed to hold firm, we did. And I do like the fact that the research on the salaries is actually work that David was doing anyways to make sure that everybody's salary is part of all the state stuff that was going on anyways. But due to the contract negotiations, it kind of stalled. So we ended up where we would have ended up likely with salaries anyway. So that was another big win for us is we would have probably, even if they were not unionized, gotten them there just due to our own research that we would have done. So I think there were some key areas of success for the district. We hope, you know, to keep this relationship forward, we will have the larger ATU contract coming up over the next few months. So I do want to let the board know that that's coming up the pipeline. We will begin negotiating next, after the first of the year, we'll start scheduling meetings.
I've got a really quick question, and then I think we probably are getting close to adjournment. This might be answerable by David. Are there out-of-pocket costs that our officers are required to make, like for their own uniforms or other equipment?
No, we provide their uniforms. We actually agreed to a shoe allowance. Probably some out-of-pocket costs that they may, you know, I mean, socks and things like
that. Sure. Yeah, I just want to...
We provide their uniforms. Yeah. We provide all of the tools. We provide, and again, we're now giving them a shoe allowance. So
okay.
I think it's...
Good deal.
And the majority of their cost.
We provided that all along anyway. I mean, we provide uniforms, stuff, even when they're admin. So, I mean...
Right.
They had a pretty good package as admin employees as well. They decided more advantageous for them to go ATU, which is fine. But, you know, so that's why we didn't have a whole lot of, you know, issues really, because they had a pretty good package anyway. So,
thanks a lot, Mark. Thanks, David. Yeah. Great. Just going around the room. Anything else before I go ahead and adjourn? Okay, I see nothing. So thank you very much again, David, Jackie, Frank, Mark, and AJ. And we will see you all at 5:30. So have a good little short break and see you all very soon.
And do we stay on the here, Camille? Can we stay on this link?
No, it's a separate link.
Okay, thank you.
But all of you should have gotten it about a half an hour ago. If you didn't, just shoot me a text and I'll resend it.
Okay, thank you. Just want everybody to know. Thank you all.
Thanks so much, Camille. Okay, this meeting is adjourned, and thank you, and see you in just a few minutes.